Howdy, friends. Greg Milby here. Welcome to the special 100th episode of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast.
We did it!
This podcast is somewhat proudly sponsored by Luke Andrews of RE/MAX Premier Properties. Have you ever considered investing in real estate? Don't make the same mistakes Luke made buying his first investment property. Learn from all of Luke's mistakes in his new book, which you can download for free at 10investormistakes.com. On the podcast, we recite and discuss lyrics to some of the best country songs ever written, and what we realize is a useless attempt at converting our non-country music-loving friend Kenny into a fan, but we're fine with that by now. Tonight, in this 100th episode, we discuss George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. It's episode 100 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast. Dr. Chuckles, Joe Bennett.
We are a prestigious podcast, and if someone doesn't get slapped in the face tonight, then what's the point?
Captain Poetry, Eric Clemens.
I'll work on that for you, because I never thought we would get to the podcast that was equal to Greg's age.
And not a fan, Kenny Rambo.
What's going to be special about this?
Well, definitely not the intro.
You're going to say no. We're going to be back here next week. That's what's going to be special.
That's 100. So now we're having to add in three numbers instead of two.
We have built. We've been building and building, and tonight.
And Dalmatians for everyone next.
Yes, we are doing what I think is, in my opinion, someone could argue, it is debatable. I guess
I don't think it's debatable.
But for me, this is the greatest country song of all time.
I would like to debate.
Don't say you haven't.
You've heard it.
No, right? I've heard this. Okay. I think, but in the last week or so. The only way that I've heard it is as you guys have begun singing it.
Mm-hmm. It's so a song you have no option but to sing it after you've thought about it.
And maybe we don't do it the same justice as George.
No, honestly, I have a similar reaction. Look, there's this recoiling in the bottom of my neck where I just want to like...
The version everybody hears, there's multiple takes to it. Lots of edits that were done in it. We're singing straight through.
It's not. I know we're going to mess around and have some fun like we always do.
What?
Goof off. But we need to give this one the respect it deserves.
It should.
Yeah, we'll start it at 31 minutes instead of 30.
30?
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to go 100 minutes today.
We're going 100.
Don't tempt me. It's already 10 o'clock.
Yeah, no. Let's.
It'll be tomorrow before we're done.
It could be.
I agree. This
so
is,
did she stop loving him today or tomorrow? Or he or
Friday, basically 48 hours.
At that point, it would be yesterday. If we go to 100,
I'm so confused.
I was just gonna say, I this is what I cut my teeth on. This song, this error, and I agree. I don't know if it was something. It plays with your emotions, but this has always been one of my favorite country songs.
When was the song released?
1980.
And that actually shocks me because in my growing up in my head, I just always thought that the song was older.
The 70s, early 70s.
That's what I would have maybe guessed. Yeah. But 80. That's wild.
That's still before we were here.
True.
Greg was in his late 40s.
Give or take.
No. But I guess I would be 6 at that time.
16. I was 3. So 16. When do you first recall being exposed to this song?
I don't remember what I ate for dinner last week. Knowing that is not an option.
Yeah, it's an age thing.
Why is everything an age thing?
Because you're like so old.
You're 3 years younger than me. And people confuse us, which means you look older than you really are. So who?
Man.
Yeah, I mean.
Shots fired.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that's. Man. If anybody should talk about me being young, it should be you. Because if they're going to confuse us, I'm older than you.
No, I get
that means
it.
That you look older.
I get it. You see me, you're like, man, he's got some style going on. You're just trying to capture that youthful look. By mimicking.
Greg makes one
that's
joke.
That's exactly what people say about me.
Greg makes one joke about us, and we're like, shots fired. Wow, where did that come from?
Wow, how dare you, man?
Yeah, the nerve.
Gosh, thought this was a family show.
I'm used to it by now.
My grandfather's favorite artist was George Jones, so this I don't have any memories before the song, like it's always been in my life, okay. I guess. It's just always, I've always heard
hey,
it.
Hey, back to the age thing. You remember the other day we were at the Patton Museum?
I do, yeah.
We were doing a video, and the curator there, Ty, was talking about how Patton loved playing sports, was
yep.
participating in sports, but he got hurt all the time, and he was never very good at it. I really think we should probably give Eric more of a focus because that screams Eric. You know, think about that.
Yeah.
As many injuries that he's had, his lack of athletic ability, I mean, we should probably start following his lead on stuff.
Eric is basically George Patton without the determination and the accolades.
Yes.
So,
and no uniform.
Put that on a t-shirt.
That'd be a terrible t-shirt. But maybe we'll both die in a car crash. I don't know.
Wow. He stopped loving her today. George Jones, as Joe mentioned, has been named in several online polls as the greatest country song of all time. That actually almost didn't happen.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's a great story, and we'll talk, I'm sure, a lot about that as we go through it.
But I can barely wait.
I'm sure. There are documentaries and biographies. There are books.
Literally
written about this song.
About this song. I remember, I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but CMT came out with the 100 greatest country songs. They did this whole big list. It was a big to-do, and I remember waiting till we got to number one because okay. I knew what it was going to be. It was going to be He Stopped Loving Her Today.
So you have held the belief that this is the best country song of all time for
a long time.
For a long time.
A lot of people have.
But CMT did not name this.
They named Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Which there was some outrage.
There were a lot of.
No, it wasn't number two either, was it?
It was number two. Okay. It did make number two, and I remember being furious. Like, what in the world would be number one? So I'm going to give you the top 10 according to CMT.
Okay. And when did they do this list?
I want to say I was in high school.
Okay.
So
no Luke Bryan songs on here?
No.
Okay.
No. So number 10, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
Good okay. song.
Charlie Rich, Behind Closed Doors, which same producer. Billy Sherrill for that song, and He Stopped Loving Her Today. Glenn Campbell, who we covered a few weeks ago, but it's not Rhinestone Cowboy, it's Galveston.
Good song.
Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces. The only person to get two in the top 10, actually, was Patsy Cline. Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
Good song.
I actually think that one is underrated on this list.
Yeah.
Where did it show up?
It's number six, but, man, I don't know.
I don't know. I put
it,
this one.
It did change a lot of people's minds. I mean, it doesn't make a lot. Kenny, you do not like country music, and you can sing that song.
Yeah, I can get on board with that one, you know, with enough, I don't know, social encouragement.
When we're ready to quit the podcast, we know what song we're doing.
We've done it. Hank Williams, You're Cheating Hard at number five. Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire at four. Patsy Cline, Crazy at three. And then I was like, okay, well, obviously, well, whatever's two is. But then they said George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. And I was like, I was furious. Really made me mad. And then number one was Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man. And if you remember, George and Tammy were married.
Yeah.
So that married duo was one and two spots, according to CMT.
I don't recall, but you guys would have been really proud of me this week.
Do tell.
I was ad-libbing Ring of Fire.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was messing around with one of the kids. They were coming down the stairs. So I was just, you know, goofing off with Holland this week.
Wow.
And then I caught myself and I was like, man, the guys would be so proud of me. But I truly only have that song as a reference point because they played at Titans games.
Yeah. It's something though.
Like I've probably only heard that song in Nissan Stadium.
It's still a thing.
Well,
sounds good. He Stopped Loving Her Today is actually has been preserved by the Library of Congress in their National Recording Registry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing.
Say that again.
It is preserved in the Library of Congress, okay. Their National Recording Registry.
Okay. Just waiting for that call from the Congress Library
for our podcast.
That's right.
Oh, man. Bobby Braddock and Curly Putman.
Not Putnam.
Putman.
Yep.
Did this song. They're great songwriters.
We've covered, we've talked about Billy Braddock before. I don't know if we've talked about Putman before.
He does not have a ton of hits.
No.
But he has a couple big ones.
But he has a real big one called Green Green Grass of Home. And if you don't know that song, that is literally, it's been covered by Literally everyone on the planet. Kenny, you've actually covered that song. You don't even know it.
I was going to say, I don't feel like I know that
Eric,
song.
Eric, you've covered that song. You didn't even know it.
Sure.
But that tells you how great He's Top Loving Her Today is, because it has not been covered by a lot of artists because they know.
Oh, it's untouchable.
They can't really do much with it.
Eric and I covered that together, right? That was a duet.
So. Yeah, you guys did try it. It was, it killed a lot of people. It actually put a lot of people in the funeral home.
When the guys wrote this song, there were so many variations of it. They have a notebook full of just different renditions of this song.
And it went, they changed where, well, we'll get into some of the stuff, but they changed where some of the characters came in at and what happened. And I read one of the things I saw was talked about how they were, basically they got together and they started making dark funeral home jokes. And that kind of led them into this path. But if you like dark funeral humor, well, boy, do I have something for you. It's called the Eric and Joe Show. A funeral sketch every year. I guarantee.
Yeah.
So when this song was released, actually when the song was pitched to George Jones, George had a drug and alcohol problem, had fallen off the charts.
This is the dude who drove his lawnmower?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a cocaine problem as well.
He had some issues. Yeah. And matter of fact, I think his previous two albums and a few singles had not done well. And basically, George Jones had been written off, that his career was pretty much done. And when they presented him this song, he didn't like it.
It is kind of morbid.
Yeah. He was like, he had used some choice words after they recorded it that, yeah, this is a morbid son of a, and won't do very well at all. And it went number one, what, like 6 weeks, 5 weeks, something like that?
And it is one of only three songs to ever win Song of the Year at the CMAs twice.
Interesting.
Isn't that wild?
What years? You said it's one of
three that has done it.
So what are the others?
So let me pull that up. The first one to do it was Easy Loving by Freddie Hart, and it won in 71, 72. Now, I think that this is interesting. Easy Loving is a great song, but it beat out Coal Miner's Daughter. That one probably should have been the one, maybe, in 71 at least. Mm-hmm. It also beat out, in 72, it beat out Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
Charlie Pride.
Yeah. And then the next one that won was this one in 80 and 81, beating out songs like Coward of the County. Yeah. Kenny knows that one.
Yeah.
Elvira.
Elkridge Boys. Yeah.
I Was Country When Country Wasn't Cool.
Barbara Mandrell.
And then.
Oh, The Weeknd.
Yes.
Close.
Exactly. No. Okay. And then it happened again. So 80, 81 is He Stopped Loving Her Today. 82, 83, it happens again. Always On My Mind.
Willie Nelson.
Yep, which is a great one. Beating out such hits as just a so hanging.
Oh, hanging.
First song I ever learned the lyrics to.
And beating out Elvira, because Elvira's up twice and lost 2 years in a row. And I'm going to hire a wino to decorate my home.
Another which lyrics is one and last done. Featured song. Yeah.
Man. How does a song get nominated in back-to-back years?
I guess it
charted in both, it crossed over. Charts, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, when if it crossed over to the next year.
So how long was this one number one?
I don't know. I didn't find any numbers.
Okay.
But it actually charted twice. When he passed away, it charted again. Of course, it was such a big to-do. But matter of fact, at his funeral, Alan Jackson did the song at George Jones' funeral.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure the rendition's out there. I need to find it because I guarantee that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I just love this song.
It's great.
I love it so much.
I've thought about looking up some Audible books on it because it is, I want to dig more into it. And Kenny, it'll never be when we're riding together with the Titans.
You got that right.
Or it could be.
Man, if I'm driving, right?
That's right. Mm. Don't like it, get out.
It's such a...
The win-loss record's an unpleasant enough experience.
Yeah.
On its own.
The fact that how much effort was put into this and how much of an effort they had to do to even get it produced, because George was still struggling through his drug and alcohol addiction. I mean, I can't imagine. Like, we edit songs now, and we edit. Joe, as I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time editing stuff digitally. Could you imagine in 1979 having George Jones, who was all just wired out and got all kinds of issues going on, you having to take multiple versions of that song, and even the spoken section, he was slurring so much that you had to take multiple versions of that and cut it and make a version that could be used.
It'd be awful.
You think about how long that would take.
And he's known, George Jones is known for, even when he's not on the cocaine, having trouble singing the song the same way each time. So if he did duets, his duet partner would always struggle, like, finding where he is and trying to keep up with him, because he would do his own thing. He would change what he wanted.
Did he have hearing issues?
No. I think he just did his own thing.
Messing with people.
Yeah. Hmm.
So there was a song that Billy Sherrill said that every time when they were recording, George Jones did the melody different. It was like, was it a Merle Haggard song or?
Well, I know he did the melody wrong on this one. He kept doing it as a Kris Kristofferson song.
Yeah, Kris Kristofferson. That's what it was. And so he kept saying no, and he was like, no, I think that's how it's supposed to be. He's like, no.
Anybody that tuned in for like our special 100th episode is getting a false bill of sale.
Yeah, we're about the song.
I cannot believe how much we've talked about this song.
It's a great
already.
We're 16 minutes.
You and I have
minutes
barely
in.
Talked.
That's our goal, 100.
Yeah.
Anything cool happen this week, Eric? Did you do anything stupid?
Let's have a
I don't know. Did I? Probably.
I just love this song. It means a lot to me.
I'm learning and watching Domino Wars.
The Jordanaires are on this song.
The Jordan, yeah. That's the Luminaires' dads.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, sure.
Michael Jordan's uncles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jordanaires, they were a group that sang a lot with Elvis. They were basically a vocal background group. But, I mean, they sang with, I mean, everybody. Ringo Starr.
Okay.
Johnny Cash. Patsy Cline. I mean, it's wild how many they sang with. And then they finally I think they started in like 48, and then finally they had different members throughout the years. But then in 2013, I think they finally are no longer. So that's pretty wild. Like this has got a bunch of famous people. You got some of the greatest songwriters, the greatest country singer, I think, voice wise of all time, the greatest song, an amazing producer in Billy Sherrill, and the Jordanaires. This is, I just love it.
It's a great song for 100.
Yep.
And the fact, you know, we talked about Bobby Braddock and his songwriting. Was it 12, 13 number one hits? All the way back to Tammy Wynette and D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Mm-hmm.
Which we've covered.
George and Tammy's Golden Rings. All the way to...
Don't say it.
Toby Keith.
Don't say it.
I Want to Talk About Me.
Ah! I hate that song.
I know, but he wrote that. And even Billy Currington's People Are Crazy, he wrote that song. And Bobby Braddock is 81 and lives in Lakeland, Florida, still now, just enjoying the sunshine and buying all kinds of suntan oil with all the money he's made.
And he claims that one of his best songs that he ever wrote was actually Time Marches On, the Tracy Lawrence song.
That was a hit?
Yeah. He says that's one of his. And he also lists The Baby by Blake Shelton,
which
is one of his favorites. Which
he
is like
discovered
sad.
Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
Really?
He is the...
Had a thing for mullets.
So he was a songwriter and then went over to doing more producing, and he discovered Blake Shelton and actually produced his first four albums and everything from Austin all the way, you know, Baby, and it's... I mean, and he knew, and there was even discussion that he knew that Blake Shelton was going to be a TV star at some point because he had that kind of, and they still thinks that Blake Shelton will be a movie star at some point. He'll be like the John Wayne.
I could
Wayne.
See that. I could see him doing westerns and stuff. Oh, makes sense.
He could play a Duke boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about
but
that.
But I don't know that we're going to get a movie of that.
We did.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville.
Twice, right?
With Willie Nelson as Uncle Jesse, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't there two of
them? I don't know if there were two, but...
That was the worst, one of the worst movies
ever. Is someone going to get slapped in the face or what?
Eric, come over here.
I've already lost my lyrics. Got him.
Will Smith slapped Chris Rock in the face at the Oscars. I know I'm all about this song, but I don't think that we're recording and it's Wednesday. That happened on Sunday. And every day I've thought about it and thought, huh, Will Smith walked on stage at the Oscars and slapped another man who is very famous in the face.
It was odd.
You might say that was the day that Chris Rock stopped loving him. Nah. You know, you might say that.
Yeah, you could say that.
It was.
I think I saw a post on the interwebs that even Kanye thought it was kind of crazy.
Yes. Yeah, oh, man. Jimmy Kimmel made the joke
I mean, think about it. Like, if Kanye's like, you did what in the middle of an award show?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Someday when we win our podcast of the Cinch Millennial Award.
Award, yeah.
If we don't get slapped across the face, I'm going to be kind of disappointed. Then
we're not doing it right.
Yeah.
And that's like Jeffrey Dahmer going, ugh. You ate what?
Yeah, come on.
You have some class.
Yeah, pickles on your chicken. You leave the pickles on their sandwich? Disgusting.
Ugh. Yuck. It's coming from a dude that eats brains. Human brains.
You just never know.
Listen, it's episode 100.
We had to get murder in here at some point. It's not going to feel right.
It's basically lyrics and laughs bingo.
I heard some people this week talking about our podcast, and they said, I just wish. They were kind of whispering. They didn't think I could hear them.
Wait, was this in the office?
Yeah. It's in the office. Yeah.
And it was just like, I just wish they would get to the lyrics. And so what I wanted to do this week is kind of lure them in by talking about the show and then hammer them with the nonsense.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, now would be a good time for me to say, and now
a reading of previous episodes nonsense.
I think maybe another impersonation of said person in the office would be good.
I was going to impersonate her, and I don't remember. She did something stupid this week already. What did she do? Kenny, she was talking with you late one evening, and she did something. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, man, that would make a good impersonation.
Oh, man, I don't know.
It'll come to me. We'll get it in there.
Yeah, I told her that she does not listen to the podcast regularly.
Oh, I remember what it was. Okay, to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
It is 1 o'clock. No, it's new. Joe was gone.
So about 12:30.
12:30 on Monday.
Was that lunch?
Yeah, yes. I guess. 12:30 on Monday, and I have my earbuds in, and I can't hear well. And I hear Sarah from her desk go, guys, did you know that Will Smith smacked Chris Rock in the face at the Oscars?
I missed this.
And everybody's in the office like, is this a bit? Are you doing?
No, we were talking about it, and she goes, what? And we said it again. She goes, I must have missed that. And we're like, how would you miss that? She goes, well, I'm not always on Facebook. I'm like, it's everywhere.
You didn't have to be on Facebook.
Yeah, go to
all the monks were talking about it on Monday morning.
I was at the monastery, and they walked right up to me, and they said, here's some cheese. And they said, did you hear about that? Did you hear about Will Smith and Chris Rock, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air hitting? I guess everyone does hate Chris. That's what they said.
Yeah.
As I mentioned to you guys
Chris
before,
he had Fresh Prince on his face.
It was topic of conversation Tuesday at the barbershop.
Yeah.
Why did Will Smith smack Chris Rock instead of punching?
Because paper beats rock.
Paper beats rock. Yes, that's correct.
There were a lot of great memes out there.
The Fresh Prince one was.
Yeah.
What does Chris Rock have on his face? Fresh Prince. And that one really made me laugh.
There's no way Chris Rock could have known, like in the moment, like, okay, you're so shocked, right? You can't believe it. But I bet like 5 minutes afterwards, he just thought, oh, this is going to be a meme forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, like in that sort of a moment, like, can you imagine the number of like comebacks that Chris Rock has probably run through his head?
Oh.
I mean, because this is a creative guy, but obviously caught off guard. But I just can't imagine, like, after all of that had settled, like the number of things that he was like, oh, I could have said this or I could have said that. So
when he did say at some point, like, I could. You could tell he wanted to just unleash. Yeah. But didn't.
But he showed more composure.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think Will Smith would probably could take him. Did you see where who's the YouTube star? Anyway,
Ryan from Ryan's Toy World. Is that who you're
talking? One of the Paul guys.
Logan. Jake.
Probably Jake.
They offered a bunch of money for them to box.
Paul.
They came together with like $15 million for Will Smith and $10 million for Chris Rock to fight on the undercard of their boxing.
An undercard. That's the undercard.
$25 million. Jeez.
But like, it's not boxing. They just have to like slap.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you, one of my favorite memes I did see of that was I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, "You can't slap Chris Rock because your wife has no hair."
Jeez.
And they do.
Oh, man. I'm glad the door didn't just open and Will Smith didn't come through to slap Greg. Come on, man.
What did the hand say to the face? Smack.
I mean, what? There is so much craziness in the world.
That's what's funny is, I mean, you were like, Will Smith coming in to smack me. And Eric has dropped words that I've had to beep out multiple times on the show.
But you
this is just not, you guys no, are, you, this you, is not you, a fair playing
you field. You had his wife's mouth in your.
You know what? It's not a fair playing field. I'm just going to freaking start taking control
Hello?
Of the situation.
Check, check.
You're gone too. I'm just going to, welcome to the. Wait, that's the problem.
Is Greg on a podcast by himself now?
Yeah,
I guess so.
That's not a bad idea.
I still can't hear me very loud.
Yeah, well, as you get older, you want more alone time.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Should we get into the lyrics? We've given him the nonsense.
Is it because his gas is so bad? He just wants to be alone.
Do you need more? You
waft in his own.
For the record, Rolling Stones.
That is too much me. That is way loud.
turn his headphones all the way up.
Rolling Stones had another 100 greatest country songs list of all time, and they listed as number 4. And just to be honest, I find that offensive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and that, you know, not exactly the subject matter experts, right?
No. Hank Williams, "I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry" at 3. Crazy, Patsy Cline 2. "I Walk the Line," Johnny Cash number 1.
Even the fact that it's ranked number 275 in their list of 500 greatest songs of all time
is offensive to me.
I think so.
I find it offensive.
It's rated what?
275 of the list of the all time, like 500 genre. Greatest songs of all time.
What was one on that list?
I'll have to.
I guarantee I could find 500 songs I'd rather listen to.
That's true for you.
Well, yeah. And, you know.
But
the
if it's
art is what subjective.
What do you think the number one, according to Rolling Stone, would be the greatest song of all time?
Oh, it's this wasn't just country songs.
There are three lists. There's one from 2004, 2010, and 2021. Which one do you want to go
so
with?
So it's going to be the Beatles or
Let's
it's going to be
21.
2021?
Like I can't get no satisfaction. That was one of the, I remember that being one of the greatest rock songs they listed.
I'm sorry. Satisfaction.
That was, well, in 2004 and 2010, that was number 2.
Okay.
But it was not in the top 5 in 2021.
Greg, they're talking about mental health on WDRB. You may want to tune in.
Okay.
What were they?
Are they a sponsor? So, number 1, Aretha Franklin. Respect.
Okay.
Okay.
I can respect that. Rolling Stone says that.
Oh, YMCA's one then.
Number 2 is Public Enemy, "Fight the Power."
As the greatest?
Second on their list, yeah. Number 3 is Sam Cooke, "A Change Is Gonna Come."
What?
Okay. I'm going to have to think about this.
Number 4 is Bob Dylan, "Like a Rolling Stone."
Okay. Well, that's a Homerism.
Yeah, number 5 is Nirvana, "Smells Like Teen Spirit." Now, the list from 2004 and 2010 has, they're combined. Bob Dylan, "Like a Rolling Stone," was number 1. The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I feel like there's some.
Can't get no satisfaction. John Lennon, "Imagine."
I like the melody and of the music of that, but I don't like that.
Marvin Gaye, "What's Going On?" Mm. Aretha Franklin, "Respect," was number 5.
What changed?
Yeah, like it's how did it move up? Like, you would think, like, oh, if something new
yes.
had come into the fray, it could have gotten pushed down. But how did it become more?
And of all the rap, all the hip hop rap songs, that Public Enemy song, I wouldn't even
I wouldn't even make it the greatest in that genre.
No. I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
All right, let us get to some lyrics. It is time. Episode 100. Let's do it.
And now a reading.
He said, "I'll love you till I die." She told him, "You'll forget in time." As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again.
So I was thinking. I was thinking about this song, and I was thinking about the Lyrics and Laughs universe. Is this Earl?
Honestly, that was the only... That's my biggest intrigue in this. If this is the greatest country song ever, where does it fit into the Lyrics and Laughs multiverse?
Why do you think it's Earl, though?
She leaves Earl, right?
She does.
Queen of My Double Wide Trailer, right?
But we can't say... Well, I mean, maybe later on we can come back to Earl when we get to later on in the song.
But isn't Earl dead?
Yeah, and I think that happens...
I'm just throwing this out here. We're spitballing right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the reason I would argue against it being Earl is we know how Earl's demise was, and I feel like this is more of a sweeter man, and Earl wasn't a sweet man.
Okay. Yeah. We know from Goodbye Earl he was not kind.
He was not kind.
So who is this in our universe? Let's go back to John Deere Green. Yeah. Is there someone in that? Because that couple stays together, right? Was there someone before?
Do you think it? No, I was going to say, was it the boy who spent his long summers?
Garth that summer.
Wow,
he had some experience.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, "This can't." Honey, I'm going to have another one of you this time next year. This can't be a long thing, but he was in love.
But she was older, a lot older.
Yeah, and then something else comes out about that here later on in the song. So it likely was not that either.
Or is this just someone different? Maybe it's just another family in town.
You know, 1980, this is okay. I would say today, this is almost a restraining order.
Okay, well, let's go back to John Deere Green here. Or
I feel like I don't have as much context as you guys.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Okay.
He's in love with this girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, or we could take another ride on my big green tractor. Because we think that's somewhere in the same realm. But... You know, he's like, "Crap, she thinks my tractor's sexy." Like, he was all in on this girl. She just thought his tractor was sexy. He's like, "I'm going to love you forever." "Well, I just thought your tractor was sexy."
Oh, my gosh.
"I'm going to love you till I die." "Honey, you'll get over me in time." I just wanted to ride on your tractor.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
The male subject in this song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, connecting where we find ourselves today. To the very beginning. This is Riley Green's granddad.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, I don't know the story.
Okay. I'm digging that one. Could it be Bubba who shot the jukebox? Because he said it played a sad song, made him cry. He's clearly got some emotional issues.
Yeah.
Could be about this person.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we talking about Bubba or Will Smith?
Yeah.
I can buy into that story.
Hold on.
Not being
Will
Smith.
Can we remake Bubba Shot the Jukebox and tell the story of what happened at the Oscars?
The Fresh Prince? Oh, hang on.
Wait, we're going to have to think about that. If we were going to write it, we don't make this the time that we're in a song.
That's true. We got to focus.
We need to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Focus.
Right. Don't make this the time we rewrite a song.
No, you're right.
We want to, the first time we write a song with an artist here with us to perform the song as we write it, it doesn't need to be about Will Smith.
I can't imagine that Luke Bryan wouldn't be around for our 100th episode.
Oh, it's about time, boys. 100 episodes. We did it. All of us.
Yeah, we did.
It was a team effort, wasn't it?
We, huh?
Yeah. I feel like I'm a part of the team.
Well, we have not ridden in your private jet yet.
Yeah.
And we have not been reimbursed for all those nights on Greg's couch.
Well, and I have not become a full-time member of the podcast. So, I mean, I think there's some give and take here.
Well,
You ever thought about that?
You got to do more than open and slam a door every now and then to be on this podcast.
Well, what do I got to do?
You got to make fun of Greg a little bit.
Done, man.
And
I feel like I do that all the time anyways.
No, pretty much you just got to make fun of Greg a little bit. So, I don't know. Do that and welcome to the team.
All right. Greg, I don't mean this. Because I'm a nice guy. I don't know. Eric, Kenny, can y'all earmuff it real quick?
No. Why? Why would we do that?
Can you earmuff it real quick?
Okay, earmuffs.
All right.
I can't hear me. They need more me.
Greg, you are the age that you are. And that is apparently inappropriate.
Wow.
So, hey, did I do it? Did I make fun of him right?
Yeah, man, you nailed that. Yeah.
You're better at other things, aren't you, Luke?
I'm a good singer. You're good at hunting.
You smoke me. You smoke me.
Did I smoke
him? You smoke me.
That's not good.
Yeah, you
good. Hunting, fishing. I'm good at those things.
Okay.
And singing and making hit songs, being on American Idol, judging people. I'm good at judging people.
Well, just judge Greg real quick, and you can be on the podcast. Yeah,
Greg, you are going to Hollywood.
What?
Did I judge him?
No. All right. Get out of here.
All right. See you guys.
That was weird.
It's good. You got to have Luke on the 100th episode.
That's
my
true.
Goodness.
Yeah, he's got to be.
We got to have. So Adam, Adam, are you here?
La 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 la. Uh huh. Yeah, I'm here.
Everybody's going out for the 100th episode. This is great. Adam, how you been, bud?
I've been good. Got. I went from having real deep voice, real high voice now. It's I tell you what. Greg's got a lot of horses, and I got behind one of them because I've seen Greg do that so many times, and this one just really got me good. So I've just been talking about this level for a little while, but it's it is what it is. So, sha la 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 la, I'm out of here.
That was way weirder than Luke.
That was just
dumb.
Great to have Adam, though.
I guess the moral of the story, don't get behind the horses at Greg's house. It's like as if they knew what was coming.
I can't believe how many special guests we've had on this 100th episode. Is there do we have any more special guests that I don't know about? Apparently.
Wait, that door's cracked a little bit. Open it up. It is Bill Cosby.
Oh,
God. Is he leaving yet?
Somebody want to close the door?
Yeah, thank you for closing the door there.
I was so close to smacking him in the face.
Oh, man.
We will not tolerate comedians in here. We will smack you right in the face.
That's right. I guess that's why we haven't been smacked. Oh, man.
We're all marked safe.
So, getting back to Bubba. I do like that. Bubba shot the jukebox last night and said it made a sense. I'm going to cry. He's never been accused of being mentally stable. This guy went half crazy now and then.
Yes.
Sad song. Thinking about this girl.
Yep.
She left him. I'm going to love you till I die.
Now, we're trying to connect you to the universe, but let's think, the emotional part of that's what makes this song so great is that if there was someone who you thought was the love of your life and they said, you'll get over it in time, this is it. But you know you're not. You're going to have, you can't get over it. This was the one for you. And that's where this guy is. He's just distraught. He's messed up. He's brokenhearted. Where does it go from there?
To the grave, I guess.
Can I set you up better? I'm trying to transition and you were...
I thought you were asking a question and in the back of my head, I just kept thinking about Greg's horses.
Came more lyrics.
Kept some letters by his bed. Dated 1962. That's probably why you thought the song was older.
Yeah.
Dates.
Yeah. Probably.
He had underlined in red every single, "I love you." I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years.
So you had a quizzical look on your face.
I've heard this song. I've never listened to this song. Right? Like, because when you guys do your all's little bit singing it, and I feel that same discomfort, like, I've never paid attention to the lyrics of this.
So, I mean, that's a lot. That's really hung up on somebody. If she had written you a handful of letters or whatever, you keep those by your bed years later.
And then underline.
Has underlined every "I love you." I mean, I don't even know what the point of that is, unless you're just thinking maybe she'll come back. But, and these are dated 1962. So we know it came out in 1980. So let's just say in 1980. So these are 18-year-old letters. Yeah. And he still has them by his bed, reads them from time to time.
Again, in today's time, it would be a restraining order.
Yeah.
What is the...
I feel like the 100th episode has come to a culmination, and we're about to, like, solve serial murders.
Okay. Yeah, we did it.
I think that's
what, we're turning this podcast. 100th episode, it's shifting.
This is the transition point. Yep. You true can count crime. On us for some true crime from here on
out. Yep. Yeah.
So who did the character in "He Stopped Loving Her Today" murder?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we will be unfolding.
The jukebox.
In the next 100 episodes.
I remember back in the day, like, you know, middle school, whatever, girls would, you know, write letters and you may write one back. Do kids do that now? Do they write? Do they write love letters?
They just text each other.
There's none of that, right?
Mm-mm. Well, as I mentioned, Holland had, I found a letter on the counter the other night. They're changing table groups in class. And Holland had pinned a handwritten letter to one of the other young ladies that's at the table to let her know she was going to miss her.
But they don't have phones, though, right? They're still too young to have phones, most of them.
Holland has a phone that is, like, Wi-Fi only, so she can do different, you know, messaging and whatnot. So,
but if her friends don't have phones, she couldn't do that. So still handwriting may
maybe so.
Still be in the realm, right?
Yeah. Or this, you know, transition came to the level that they needed to write a letter.
It's just a matter of time before writing letters is cool again.
Yeah, because people have Polaroid cameras now.
Yeah.
It's like that came back around.
Weirdos.
I found, after my grandparents both passed, I found some letters where my grandfather went off to, he was stationed in Greenland.
Mm.
Yeah. And a lot of action in Greenland, by the way. But he would write letters. To my grandmother. They'd gotten married, then he got sent off. And these letters are like, I mean, you know, just, "I miss you so much. I love you." It's all this. And that's not how they were with each other.
Right.
You know, as I knew them, they were funny and, you know, that more of like a sitcom is what I kind of always imagined them as. That doesn't exist, right? Like, it's text. It's like,
yeah,
I heart you. It's,
but it's interesting you bring that up because, like, my paternal grandparents, the story goes, and my grandmother would always talk about when they were courting, which is funny because what an old-fashioned word that is. But my grandfather was stationed at Knox, and my grandmother lived on at a place that had an orchard, and they had a single gas pump. So I guess the soldiers would come in and fuel up when they were practicing, I don't know, driving. I don't know.
As they do.
Yeah. But my grandmother said that my grandfather threw a rock out of the window of the Jeep or the ambulance that he was driving that had his address, and they started, like, to write one another back and forth, and that's how they initially got to know each other. And then he snuck off post and would steal a Jeep to come down and see her. And I think we're past the statute of limitations.
Yeah.
He's passed, and that was, you know, World War II era, so I think we're good.
Stole a Jeep.
Yeah.
I mean, I have...
And it is funny because, you know, subsequently, when I moved back here, our firm started to do a lot of work around what was going on at Fort Knox, and I was just like, come on, like,
no way. Like, as I got exposed to that world, I was like, you couldn't sneak off with a Jeep. But as I would get to know people that were active duty, I would ask, like, you know, could that have been real? Oh, yeah, in those days. Like, yeah.
Wow.
So kind of cool.
I have emails that Andrea and I sent back and forth when we first started dating because we were – she lived in Louisville.
Subject, cease and desist.
Yeah. I got a lot of those. I saved all of them. That was mostly were court records, but but it's I do have those. Like, that's how we – that was part of our communication because I didn't have a cell phone at that time. So we would email back and forth. You probably don't. Do you have, like, did you and Kelly ever do that? Because you all were older.
Yeah, we were older.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, let's just do this. Let's get this over with. Yeah. Come on. Want to?
Yeah. You want to be unhappy?
For the rest of your life.
Let's just do this.
If we're going to be unhappy, let's be unhappy together.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Greg, do you still have the first note that you chiseled out on stone?
Yeah. I was waiting. Yeah. A little longer than I thought it would take you to
do. Well, you know.
That's good. Yeah.
Here lies us in the future. Sweet love letter.
What did you, do you have any, like, what did you all do that when you were dating, Greg?
I mean, we didn't write, I mean, we wrote notes, but we didn't write letters to each other, no.
Yeah.
It's when you got on the phone with the long cord.
Oh, yeah.
Just talked on the phone.
How long y'all been married?
Oh, man, the long
24
cord.
24 years this year. Yeah, been together 29.
Wow. Yeah.
That is a long
time.
She
got half a decade with you and thought, okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's a
good deal. Yeah.
I
love to spend more time with her than I do with you guys, so can we get to some lyrics so I can go home and spend some time with my wife?
Unfortunately, we spend more time with each other.
Went to see him just today, oh, but he didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away, first time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
Hold up, you got a tissue. I think Kenny's starting to get
a little
so serious. And when they were writing this song, I think originally you knew he was dead closer to the top of the song.
Okay.
So
reworked
they did
a little.
They did all this reworking.
Build a little mystery.
And exactly. And then you find, oh, he's dead. Like, this is when he's dead. So Bobby Braddock said that he wanted to write a song about someone loving someone until they actually died. Like, that's when the love was finally ended. Hmm. That's a... And the music also makes this song. Like, you got to listen to it as it builds to that. And it's almost like he is ascending into heaven, like it's over.
It's heavier that it was unreciprocated love, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this guy's just been pining for this girl and doesn't ever have it.
George Jones said, this is stupid, basically. He thought it was, one, it was too long, it was too sad, too depressing. Nobody would ever play it because it was so depressing. He hated it, hated the melody, and he wouldn't even learn it. They were like, we want you to record this song. He's like, he wouldn't even do it. And then, and even when they convinced him to do it, he was all drugged out and drunk and had issues with it. What are you, you guys are watching the stupid Domino show and not even thinking about this podcast.
No, trust me. We're thinking about this podcast. Yeah. That was just very, very bizarre. Yeah. And I'm like, is anyone else seeing this? And Kenny was right. We're right on it.
Yeah. That guy's going to eventually stop loving someone. Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh man. All right. So anyway, very, very sad though. Like, they've seen this guy suffer,
well, I think suffering's right. He's suffering.
Heartbroken.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they're happy for him. Like,
it's relief.
He stopped loving her today. Like, what do they say? The relief death will bring. Something like that. Now you have no more responsibilities. You don't have to worry about anything anymore.
Yeah. We don't have to do this podcast ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a plus.
Guys, we all made it.
That's the way
out. And there's a podcasting table. Crap. We didn't make it. We're in the other place.
That is Greg's personal hell. You'll be doing a podcast with these four for the rest, of your life.
Well,
I'll be in church on Sunday.
That no one's going to listen to.
Make sure.
Crap, are we in hell already?
it's about as close as I could figure it would
be. They place a wreath upon his door. So that was always confusing to me.
Yeah, I'm still confused by it.
So it is a sign of mourning. I looked this up. Are you all familiar with this?
No.
Okay. So I didn't know, but I was curious, looked it up. There is a tradition that would say a family would put a wreath on their door to let others know that they are mourning as a way of almost letting the community come and help them and be a part of that, like meals, you know, whatever they need.
But now you just have a wreath for every season, right?
Yeah, it would be weird if, like, you know, around Christmas time you put the wreath on the door and you're like, oh, it's time to go Christmas carol. And like, no, I'm mourning.
Yeah. I mean, we have different wreaths depending on the time of the year. So I don't know.
And it's also weird that he would get.
Maybe there's a message in that.
That he would get the wreath on his door, which he probably lives alone, right?
Yeah.
Like, why would you? I don't know.
Hopefully he's not married, because if he's still talking about this other woman and he's, boy, that's.
No, yeah. Unless it was to let everyone know that, hey, the person that lies here
maybe
now lying somewhere else.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But the black wreath, that was very traditional.
And we do flowers and things like that for funerals. Yeah. I mean, that is part of it.
There was an article I read a little bit about that sentiment is passed, and some of these old country songs are disconnected with modern world. Like, if you're going to talk about that song, I mean, there are a lot of other country songs that are disconnected with things. You don't operator.
Yeah.
Even Travis Tritt, Here's a Quarter, Call Someone Who Cares.
Calling Baton Rouge.
Yeah. Lots of, yeah.
Yeah. Can't.
Time marches on, as Billy Braddock would say, guys. Yeah.
More lyrics?
Sure.
This is the spoken word part.
Yeah.
So you have to sing it.
You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
I think it's interesting George Jones thought this song was way too long.
Yeah.
But I guess songs in the 70s and 80s were about 2 minutes and 20 seconds, 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Well, and I mean, you know, the cocaine has a funny effect on time.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Tell us about it, Kenny.
Cocaine's a heck of a drug.
I didn't put my feet on his couch. So I put my feet on his couch.
The structure of this song is unique, too, because it's verse, 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 chorus, verse, chorus, spoken word, verse, then chorus. So the structure is different. It throws you off immediately. And so you're hooked into, like, I need to know what happens in this story. And boy, does it paint a picture, at least, I think.
So it's interesting. Like, she was out of his life, but there was still a connection there.
Yeah.
Because she came to pay respects.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Do any of you all feel like if you died today that there would be a past love or somebody that would come to your funeral to pay the respect? Maybe you haven't talked to them in years, but they just would feel like they need.
I had one of my exes show up at my wedding, so there's a chance.
Yeah. Some of them may come to celebrate you at your funeral. I don't know.
I think that would be a problem.
Sir, get out of here. There's no horses allowed in this funeral home.
Oh, my gosh.
I went to a visitation recently. It's like hard to explain how she was connected to my family.
She was your cousin?
An aunt, but sort of. Anyways, none of my family was there. And if you don't know anyone at a visitation other than the deceased, it's a bit awkward.
Oh, like literally the only person you knew was no longer with us.
Yes.
Oh.
And so I walked in, signed my name on the book, and then looked around hoping I would see someone I know. Didn't. They're all sitting down. I walk up to the casket, pay my respects, and then turn around, and they're all staring at me, and I'm sure they're just thinking, why is this person here? Who is that? And then I just
He's
awkwardly...
supposed to be next door.
Yeah. Yeah. I just awkwardly walk out. I was there for, I bet I wasn't even there 2 minutes because I just felt so uncomfortable. Yeah. It was strange.
Hmm. Visitation crashers.
Yeah. Like, why would I be there? Where's the food? Is there any?
just back.
Yeah. Did anyone bring? Did y'all put a wreath on the door? So, anyone?
There are cookies over there.
Oh, there are? Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Did you guys get KFC?
No KFC. Oh. Didn't.
Is there pizza back there for the kids?
I guess I'll head on out.
Just okay. Really go for a chicken tender.
Just one.
Just one. Great.
Take just some food with you. Okay. Would
really make me feel better.
Oh, are those rolls?
Do you mind?
Can I just sit here and eat a plate and then take one for the wife?
The funeral. Is the funeral started? Oh, I'm sorry. Don't mind me. I'll just finish up.
Is it terrible that I think that it would be a lot of fun as a bit to go and like do lunch that way?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Man, that's pretty.
Where'd
terrible.
You have lunch today? Oh, I had the funeral.
Funeral home.
Yeah, downtown.
And a huge spread.
Yeah. Oh, that was good, boy. Today
people were too upset to eat.
Can't let all this food go to waste. Fingers were nice and warm.
I find myself wanting to dare Eric and Joe to pull that off. All right, look, guys, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to have lunch at the funeral home next week. I don't even care the day.
We have
to confirm that you don't know the deceased. Now, it's a small enough town. You're going to run into people you know.
Yeah. Unless you went to the one that I went to.
Why is Eric? Or what's Joe? No, that's it. Why is Eric from the Eric and Joe show at this funeral?
Oh, like they really know who you are.
No, I'm talking because they
confuse
us all the time.
Why is Eric from the Eric and Joe? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Are they doing R&D? They do always have a funeral sketch on their show.
But only people that know you come to your show, so there wouldn't. It's not like there would be a room full of people that.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to know you.
Oh, man. I think you guys need to do this.
I'm actually going to a visitation tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I wish somebody I knew would die.
Yeah, no, then you could go and get
such
some food.
Good food.
Yeah.
Have.
It is good food, usually. Yeah, they do it right.
Okay. What are you doing tomorrow? Said, what are you doing tomorrow?
Not going to lunch with you.
Oh, no, I was hoping you were going to die so I could cook some good food.
Well, you do realize it doesn't, I mean, the visitation
doesn't
happen.
Oh, no, we're going to get you right in and out, bud. He's got to get that food.
Oh. You know what? Just for you, I'm getting cremated and having the celebration of life like a month later.
Will there be food?
Invitation only. Card at the door.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great idea.
You can't pay your respects.
Yeah.
He thought
how'd you know them?
Sorry, you're not on the list.
Yeah. How'd you know him? Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful.
He gave us the list.
I'm like all about this idea of denying people as they try to come pay their respects.
So I should probably go ahead and start putting the list together for Jennifer then.
Who would be the bouncer at your celebration for life?
Big Josh, the
jailer. There you go.
He's my bodyguard now.
Josh would let me in.
Not if you're not on the list.
Yeah, it's a kickball champion.
No,
yes,
he will grant Jennifer's wishes.
Sorry, Eric, I got clear terms here. You're not on the list.
The list would be signed off by Jennifer.
Man, you want to go play kickball? Get out of here. Yeah, let's go play kickball.
That is such a funny idea. It's a red velvet rope in front.
Yeah.
You got to get in.
You get to pay your respects.
The most exclusive club in town is
Greg's funeral.
Got to pay for it somehow. I'm going to charge a cover charge.
You don't understand. Oh, I know the owner.
Do you know who I am? I was on a podcast with him. Oh, no, he knew that. You explicitly said you're not invited.
That's exactly what. It wouldn't be just a.
Yeah, I have two lists.
No, it's one list. It's not a list of those that's invited. It's a list of those who are not.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be easier to put that one together. Yeah. Don't worry, Eric. It will not take far to go down the list to find her.
But it sounds like they're having so much fun in there.
How come this is not alphabetical? He doesn't. Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's just one.
Can smell the chicken tender. It's so good.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna make sure that they bring some fresh chicken tenders. Yeah. We might even pipe it through the heating and air system there.
Some little Smokies. Oh, you ever had those?
Oh yeah,
with the bacon wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Boy,
they don't make enough of those. Whoever puts those together,
Andrea does.
Does she?
Yeah. Oh, she makes them real.
Remember Vienna sausages?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Wrapped in bologna. No. Microwave for 30 seconds. Cheese whiz on them.
Yeah, it's called Little Cancer. That's what they call that one.
Well, now that we've clarified that Eric's funeral is coming way sooner than Greg's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're serving in mind.
You know what? You know, we like to wager on all kinds of things. Let's go ahead and start that list.
The Deathpool.
Yeah, I'm going with Eric going first out of the four of us.
Yeah, massive heart attack.
Yeah, 65.
We've talked about it already. Yeah,
we talked about death way too often.
Or complications during a hip surgery or knee surgery. Or
someone slaps him in the face way too hard at an award show.
Yeah.
He just goes down.
Wheels fall off of a Taurus at 75 miles an hour.
I'm going to get to go to an award show. That's cool.
Yeah, you finally made it. You actually broke. You stormed in. You broke in, and then they slapped you.
They slapped
you
in the face.
Yeah. He said, you don't belong.
You know the irony of all this is going to be? We're all going to be dead, and Greg is going to have gone to all of our funerals.
Yeah, I can't.
Massive heart attack, cancer, beat it, but then it got him.
I can't think of anything worse.
And then they will finally remake this song. He stopped loving them today.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. Did you think that?
How'd Kenny die? Well, someone thought that he was Greg, shot him, realized, oh, this isn't Greg.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to beep that out. It's after an hour.
Oh, man.
Did we do it justice?
Well, I think we need to end it now, so it's easy for me to edit that part out.
What's the time?
An hour and 1 minute.
I think we did. I think we did it justice. The song means a lot to me. Mm. I bet I can see us coming back to the song at another time and even doing it again.
I had no idea the guy was dead, so I'm enlightened.
And Bobby Braddock said that in an interview. He said so many people know this song, and they come up to him, and they say, he died?
Yeah, I mean, it's clear when you pay attention to the lyrics, but I never had.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The only thing I know is the hook, I guess, that you guys always start with.
He's intrigued.
Yeah.
Eric, hit him with a question.
So, Kenny, did this one win you over? Are we doing 100 more of these bad boys?
If I had something to write with, I'd send you a letter that just said no.
We're 2 years in, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
2 years in.
Wow. That's a long time.
And we love each other.
I still think this is Riley Green's granddad.
It could be. Maybe Riley Green's granddad is Bubba.
Bubba, yeah. I think it's Bubba.
Could be.
That's it.
Well, Fairdale, good night.
Lyrics and Laughs, sponsored by Luke Andrews of RE/MAX Premier Properties. Have you ever considered investing in real estate? Don't make the same mistakes Luke made buying his first investment property. Learn from all of Luke's mistakes in his new book, which you can download for free at 10investormistakes.com. Subscribe to and rate Lyrics and Laughs on whatever platform you consume your favorite podcast. Also, check out Lyrics and Laughs on Facebook and Instagram. Just search Lyrics Laughs Pod. LyricsLaughsPod.com is a great resource for podcast information and videos of our favorite songs, including this one. And don't miss our Lyrics and Laughs country music playlist on Spotify. Thank you again for listening to our goofy podcast. We'll see you again next week for episode 101 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Bill Cotton. I made y'all for some pudding for your 100th episode.